Let's go talk to Dennis right now. Dennis, Tim Carter, it's WGRR, and it's the Ask the Builder show. Good morning.
Morning, Tim. This is Dennis Mealy. I'm from Cincinnati. I had a question on a water heater.
Yes, Dennis.
We have a couple of problems. We're having plastic. We're finding little plastic particles in our faucet screen, and I fished out a piece of plastic out of our dishwasher, and we put it through a test. We put it into vinegar to see if it would dissolve because we thought it might be calcium.
Yes.
And it didn't dissolve. And I called the water department, and they said if it doesn't dissolve, it's probably plastic, and it could be from a dip tube in our water heater.
Yes.
And I was wondering if I can replace that, or do I have to have a plumber come out and do that?
I'm going to tell you that. Can you solder copper tubing?
Oh no.
Well, you actually can do it. You haven't done it yet. Okay, so the answer is it is very, very simple to install a new dip tube if you have soldering skills, because where the dip tube is, where the cold water line enters the water heater,
mm-hmm.
It's right in that, well, actually, in your case, it probably doesn't even exist anymore. I had the similar problem on my own water heater. I had to replace my dip tube about 9 months ago. And actually, the dip tube, when it comes from the factory, it's about 4 foot long. Mine was 3/4 of an inch long. It had completely gone. And anyway, so you may... How old's the water heater, by the way?
That's what I was just going to tell you. It's approximately 8 years old.
And where exactly do you live? Are you in Cincinnati?
Anderson.
So you're on Cincinnati Water Works.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a gas or an electric?
Gas.
You might be right at the, you know what, I would take a chance and do this. I would take a chance and go ahead and replace the dip tube without replacing the water heater. But here's the critical thing. At the same time, while the plumber's out there, you tell them you want a new anode rod installed at the same time.
Anode,
A-N-O-D-E. And if you look at the top of your water heater, you're going to see the anode rod. Typically, what you see is just like a bolt head, you know, like a six-sided, you know, just like a bolt, you know. And if you put a big socket wrench on it, man, well, you don't do this while the water's on, man. You'll have a Old Faithful happening in your basement. But if you put a big socket wrench on there and a big ratchet, and you turn that counterclockwise, you start to unscrew the anode rod.
Okay.
And see, when the anode rod goes bad, and those things go bad, I mean, they're sacrificial. An anode rod is either made out of aluminum or magnesium, and there's electrolysis that's happening in the tank, and the electrolysis actually dissolves that anode rod. Well, once the anode's gone, then the electricity starts to go after the tank, and it starts to actually pit the actual steel tank. It finds a weakness in the glass lining, and then that's when the water heater actually starts to leak.
Okay.
Well, if that hasn't started to happen yet, and you can put a new anode in, so you can actually have water heaters that basically never go bad if you just keep changing the anode rod.
Okay.
And it's a trick that a lot of people don't know.
Hmm.
And while the plumber's out there and he's got the water off and he's putting the new dip tube in, see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bingo, man, he can put the new anode rod in. Now, here's the best part. If it's a Rheem water heater, you can actually put two anode rods in. That's what I did at my house. In other words, you put an anode rod at the regular spot, and they actually have a second anode rod that's like the dip tube. Got it?
Okay.
All right. Well, I got to scoot, man.
All right.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. So call a plumber, and you'll be in great shape.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, Dennis. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder.